بما ام بشن خدای کشن پرسای بوش دے شما کے بخت ویدان کے سوامی نیتی نامی دے نمستے سرسواتی دے وے گورا بانی پچاری نے یہ وشیم شاہ سنی باری پسچات دے شتاری نے ونشکا پچری بیس چاہ کپا سندو دے وچاہ So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Raghunath Das, no, Markatra Vairagya. And in contrast to Markatra Vairagya or Phalgu Vairagya is Yukta Vairagya. A Yukta Vairagya means to use, to see everything in relation to Krishna and use everything in an appropriate way in the service of Krishna without attachment. And this is a very advanced stage. Because one can achieve that only by bhakti. Because it's not external, it's internal. Once in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada gave the example that if you're directly under a light, there's no shadow. But if you go a little to one side or the other, there will be a shadow. He said, if you want to enjoy something for yourself, that's going to one side, that creates a shadow. And if you want to renounce something, that's going too far on the other side. That also creates a shadow. Devotee sees that everything belongs to Krishna, nothing is his. Therefore, he has nothing to enjoy, and he has nothing to renounce. To renounce something that doesn't belong to you makes no sense. If I say, I renounce the Brooklyn Bridge. Well, what is the meaning? You don't own the Brooklyn Bridge. So we don't own anything. So what is the meaning of our renouncing it? And similarly, we don't own anything. So what right do we have to enjoy it if it's not ours to enjoy? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Raghunath Das to return home and to externally execute all of his affairs very expertly and properly, but internally to be detached and to think of his Lord. So I'm going to relate some of this to my experience with Srila Prabhupada as an instruction and a reminder. So I had that idea to go to Vrindavan and just be like Raghunath Das Goswami. But Srila Prabhupada had his estate, Juhu project, and he wanted me to manage it. So I didn't say anything, but he understood my mind. So he said, Raghunath Das managed his father's estate very expertly. And then he went to Vrindavan and became a Goswami. So first you stay here and manage your spiritual father's property very expertly. Now, another point that Tukaram Prabhu made was about my tattered clothes. That is not an exaggeration. They were torn and tattered and faded. But Srila Prabhupada had a different idea of how I should look. And one day, and it shows how gently Srila Prabhupada corrected me. He might have, I'm sure he did deal differently with different disciples, but he corrected me very gently. And he said, it is said that one who is known as a Brahmin does not have to wear a thread. And then he said, people know you and they like you, but still you should dress nicely. So, Yukta Vairagya. So, as we heard so beautifully described and clearly explained, Raghunath Das did return home, but when he had the opportunity to meet Nityananda at Panihati, he went. And he got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And it is really by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that one both develops detachment and can be relieved of circumstantial encumbrances. This is a very important point. Narottam Das Thakur seeing this. Arakabai Nitai Chan Charunam Paibe Samsaravasanam or Kabai Chuchahabe. When Lord Nityananda is merciful to me, then material desires will become insignificant. And we get Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we pray for it, yes, but more than just praying, we render service. Again, as Raghunath Das Goswami, he received that order, and he celebrated the Panihati Chiradhani Festival. And after that, he wanted to serve Nityananda Prabhu and the devotees with some of his wealth. And so he met with Raghava Pandit, who was one of the confidential associates of the Lord, who lived nearby there. And he drew up a list of Nityananda Prabhu and all of his associates. And he determined how much gold he wanted to give to each according to their status. But again, he was so shy and humble, he didn't want name and fame for his service. He just wanted to quietly leave the money with Raghava Pandit and let him distribute it to the Lord's associates after he had left. So that also shows us the mood of humble service, not for name and fame or any sort of personal gain. And not neglecting anyone. Yes, he gave more to Nityananda Prabhu and then his more confidential associates, that he did not neglect anyone. Down to the very last person who made sure that he gave something to everyone. And that is that mood of das, das, and das. The mood of being a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And Nityananda Prabhu blessed Raghunath Das that soon, even Lord Krishna, I mean Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he instructed Raghunath, he said that, you know, that the mercy of Krishna is more powerful than anything. And whatever obstacles you face when the time comes will be removed by the mercy of Krishna. And so Raghunath does have that faith. And with that faith, he followed the instructions. And by following the instructions, he got mercy. And it's really the most fundamental principle of spiritual life, to execute the orders of the spiritual master. But Raghunath Das, as we learn, had many spiritual masters. And this is another very important instruction. He was initiated by Yadunandanacharya, who was a great devotee associated with Mahaprabhu. He was Yadunandanacharya's close friend was Balaramacharya, and he was another guru for Raghunath Das. And as you know, as a young boy, as a student, he visited Haridas Thakur and served him and got his blessings. And it's mentioned that some say that it was actually the mercy of Haridas Thakur that they were fructified and brought him to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then when he did finally escape from home by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and he reached Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed Raghunath Das under the care of Sri Damodar Goswami, who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary, and so Raghunath Das became like the assistant secretary or assistant to the secretary. And then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his immediate associates left, Raghunath Das felt so much grief in separation that he felt he could. What is the use of living in this world without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates? So he went to Vrindavan with the intention of giving up his life by jumping from Govardhan Hill. But first he wanted to offer respects to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And as we've heard, Sanatana Goswami, he spoke to Raghunath Das Goswami that you had so much personal association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should not leave, but you should stay with us and share with us what you experienced and realized from your association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they accepted him. Rupa and Sanatana accepted him as their third brother. So many Vaishnavas gave Raghunath Das shelter and guidance and love and affection. And we need that Krishna consciousness is not sectarian. It's not based on designations. To the contrary, when we're free from designations, then we can actually engage in devotional service. So with that purified consciousness, we can serve Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Guru Parampara, and all of the Vaishnavas, without material conceptions, you know, of femininity or black or white, whatever designations he might have in mind. Even then, anyway, Raghunath did so much service in Vrindavan. He excavated Radhakund and really wrote some very beautiful poems in the mood of service to Radha and Krishna. So he is one of our gurus. That's Maharaj said, Prayojana Guru. But we need that love and affection and service, guidance and service. And as Srila Prabhupada has explained, a parent, a teacher, a guru, a doctor, they are natural well-wishers of their dependents. They actually want to give mercy to their dependents. But their dependents need to act in such a way as to allow them to bestow their mercy, the mercy that they're so eager to give. And the way one encourages them is by submission and service and humble inquiry. So although the mercy is causeless, but we can act in such a way as to be fortunate recipients or receptacles for that mercy. And by being a humble servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, and following the instructions that are given to us, we become eligible to receive that mercy. And that's why all of us are here. We've all received some mercy. Otherwise, why would we be here? What qualification do we have? What were we before? I mean, I can't speak for everyone here, but in general terms, what were we before? And why are we here now? It's only because we received the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and our Guru Parampara. And that's the only thing that keeps us here. It can happen that someone comes and then goes. We don't want that to happen. But if we always remain in the mood of the humble servant of the servants of the servants, ready to execute their orders with the desire to please them, not for any personal honor or recognition or gain, then they will extend their shelter to us and give us their protection, and we will stay in this wonderful association under their shelter. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful. He especially gives pleasure to the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that he is so intoxicated with love of God that he's ready to bestow his mercy on anyone who falls down before him. But that's all we have to do. We just have to surrender, give up our false prestige, false designations, false conceptions, admit that we're nothing, and just fall down before him, and he will give us his mercy. As he did to Raghunath Das Goswami. So on this auspicious occasion, in this august assembly, we pray for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu for all conditioned souls, including ourselves, and for the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami to guide us, to show us the way to follow in his footsteps, in the footsteps of his predecessors, and in the footsteps of his followers. And if we are able to do that, and we are, any one of us can, if we so desire, the path will be clear, and it will be as if they take us by the hand or the little finger and lead us along the path, and we have so many others with us on the same path, and we want to go together. If someone is struggling, stumbling along the way, happens to fall down, no problem. We'll wait, we'll help the person, help him get up again, take him by the hand, and continue on our progressive march together. Hare Krishna.